क्या पॉडकास्ट सिर्फ बड़ों के लिए होते हैं? बिल्कुल नहीं। मिलिए इंडिया के सबसे बड़े बच्चों के ऑडियो नेटवर्क चाइम्स से। यहाँ आपको मिलेंगी अकबर, बीरबल और तेनाली राम जैसी मजेदार कहानियाँ, विजर्ड ऑफ डार्जिलिंग और पिनोकियो जैसी ऑडियो बुक्स, लिटिल एक्सप्लोरर्स और कभी सोचा है जैसे साइंस पॉडकास्ट्स। आज ही डाउनलोड करें चाइम्स पॉडकास्ट ऐप एप्पल या गूगल प्ले स्टोर से।
दिस इज चाइम्स रेडियो ओरिजिनल पॉडकास्ट।
5 ओशंस, 7 कॉन्टिनेंट्स एंड सो मेनी कंट्रीज। इन दिस ज्योग्राफी पॉडकास्ट वी एक्सप्लोर द वर्ल्ड विद आवर लिटिल एक्सप्लोरर्स। टॉक अबाउट द कंट्रीज, देयर फ्लैग्स एंड लॉट्स मोर।
Welcome to the new episode of The Little Explorers. And the country we are going to explore today is one of the wettest place in the world. It is Cameroon, officially called the Republic of Cameroon. Its capital is Yaoundé. The official languages of the country are French, English, Cameroonian Pidgin, and Chadian Arabic. And the people living there are called Cameroonians. The country is in quite a strategic location. At times, it's considered to be a West African country, and at times, it's a Central African one. Its neighboring countries are Nigeria to the west and north, Chad to the northeast, Central African Republic to the east, and Equatorial Guinea, Gabon, and the Republic of Congo to its south. Some very interesting things about this country are that historically, it is believed this country was inhabited by humans for last 50,000 years. The country is diverse geographically and culturally. That's why it's also called Miniature Africa. There are around 230 languages which are spoken in this country, which makes it 9th most linguistically diverse country in the world. Originally, Cameroon was explored by the Portuguese. Later, Dutch took the control of the country. Then Germany ruled it. And after the First World War, the country was divided between Britain and France. Finally, in 1961, the country got its independence. It is quite diverse. The country has highest mountain peak in sub-Saharan, Western and Central Africa, which is called Mount Cameroon, and the country also has one of Africa's largest and most active volcanoes called Stratovolcano. On Mount Cameroon, there is a point called Debunsha Point, which is one of the wettest places on the earth, and the country is quite rich in biodiversity as well. There are a lot of plant, birds and mammal species that are found as wildlife in this country. Jar Reserve is Africa's largest and protected rainforest, and it is UNESCO World Heritage Site. And do you know, the world's largest frog, called Goliath Frog, is found in this country. It's as long as 34 centimeters. Now let's talk about the flag of this country. The flag of Cameroon is a vertical tricolor. The first stripe towards hoist side is green, the second stripe is red, and the third stripe, which is on the fly side, is yellow in color. And right at the center of the middle stripe, which is red in color, is a yellow 5-pointed star. So that's the flag of Cameroon for us. To know about other countries, their flags, and interesting things about them, listen to more episodes of this podcast, which is Little Explorers.